This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Get your energy going and everything when it's playoff time. You know, that's when you want to put everything out there.
I'm just saying, one way or another, they're going to be in the playoffs.
The biggest piece now is continuity with that play-in staring them in the face.
Also, we get the more energy we're going to have.
Oh, you know Russ wants all the smoke, and he gets a shot tonight. It is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Carlin for Alan Hahn today.
Basketball is my favorite sport.
Along with Martavius Scott.
What's up, baby Buddha?
Oh, you know, just feeling a little bloated, but ready to go. Because we got the play-in tournament tonight.
Yes.
We have 6:30 Indiana and the Hornets, which, that's like a terrible opening act, is what that is.
Come on, man. It's like the opening act, man. Come on. You got to show some love, man. Basketball was almost created in Indiana, man.
No, I understand tradition. That. I understand that. But when you've got the game later on, the Wizards
Karis
and the
LeVert,
Celtics.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to flip-flop, right? Because if you flip-flop it and you get the good game first, you'll be ready to turn the TV off. But this kind of makes you sit down. You're getting your snacks, right? You're warming up. You're not paying attention a little bit. You're ordering your pizzas. You're baking your chicken wings. You're making your drinks. And you're ready for the main event.
Maybe we could have just, started that game about 4:30 this afternoon. How about that? Put it in the dark window of the NCAA tournament.
See, well, listen. You're gonna be up all night tomorrow.
Yes.
So this is the one where you get to sleep in. It's gonna be done at a reasonable time. Tomorrow, it's gonna be like watching Monday Night Football, old style, when it should start at like 9:30.
Well, I can't wait for the Celtics and Wizards. And the whole reason is Russ. You think about the Wizards this year. They start the season 3-12.
Yeah.
And they finish the season winning 17 of 23.
Yeah.
And Russ has been off the charts and so maligned at the beginning of the year. And it aggravates me to no end that this guy does not get the respect he deserves.
Give him his flowers.
As a player. All right. Give him his flowers. Give him all that. That's fine. Here's what I know. Russ gets a chance here to take out the Celtics, who have packed it in. Let's call it what it is. The Celtics can't get to the golf course fast enough.
So.
They're probably annoyed that they have to play another game after they lose.
Exactly.
And as far as Russ is concerned, I love the fact that Russell Westbrook, if he wins tonight, gets a shot at Durant, Harden, and Kyrie Irving. Think about the two of those and Russ. It's the old Russ tour of revenge.
Yeah, it's the revenge tour, right? And we remember when we talked about, we were kind of laughing jokingly before our production meeting, talking about how when Kevin Durant had to name his five favorite teammates of all time, he omitted Russell Westbrook. And that's usually what happens, right? When we think about great players, we omit Westbrook, right? Because we've seen him put up like numbers we've never seen before. I mean, he passed the big O and triple doubles. He averaged a triple double again with a new team. Again. And we still don't appreciate him because it doesn't look the way that we want. And it looks like he's just stuffing a stat sheet. But we don't know if the way he plays equates to winning. Now, he can get you down. We know that he's good enough to go off and be able to maybe upset somebody, win a game or two. But can he go again? One, he has to take care of business with the Celtics, and I think they packed it in. But I think guys like Tatum, I think he has too much pride because he's trying to ascend as a superstar. He's a star, a young star, but he's one of those guys, I think he's under 25, 25 mm-hmm. under 20, that you expect to be the face of the NBA coming pretty soon once we lose Durant, once we lose LeBron James. Once those guys, somebody's got to take that mantle, somebody's got to take that torch, and he's in a historic franchise. I don't think he goes down quietly. It'd be great to see him or Bill or him and Westbrook kind of put on the show. I don't know if Bill and his health can be able to contribute at a large level.
Well, but here's the problem, though, okay? Bill's health is an issue, yes, but no Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown being out just buries the Celtics. We'll get to Beal in a sec.
Well, Marcus Smart has to step up. He has to be able to try and be able to
Marcus Smart is not going to be him.
No. He's not going to be him, but what he is a lockdown defender. He's going to have to try and contain Bradley Beal, and it's going to be the Jason Tatum show, and it's going to be the Westbrook show, and whoever outduels each other, it should be the winner. He's got to try and slow down a hobble. He's one of the best, defenders, in the game. Smart. And I think he's underrated. He has a slow heartbeat. He's willing to take the big shots. But it's not going to be about his offense. It's going to be about his defense and being able to try and slow down Bradley Beal, who came in second in the scoring title, in the scoring rate.
Yeah, and Bradley Beal in the three games against the Celtics this year averaged 41.
How many did they win?
They won what? What did they win? One of them?
we have that whole spill too. So do you decide to say, you know what? Let's make sure we get the ball out of Westbrook's hand and make him a facilitator and let Bradley go for 40, because we know the odds say that if Bradley scores 40, they got a 20% chance of winning.
Well, here's Bradley Beal on exactly how healthy he is.
I don't know what percentage. Obviously not 100. I mean, we all know that. I can't really put a percentage on it. I know there's a lot of limitations to things that I can and can't do.
I didn't want my first game back to be the play-in game, which is, knock on wood, if we lost yesterday, all the marbles are on Tuesday, So I didn't necessarily want that. I at least wanted to give myself a chance and see how I felt. I feel good. I will say I'm not as sore as I thought I would be. I'm not as beat up as I thought. Like, I feel pretty good. Still a little bit sore. But obviously treatment will be my friend in the next 24 hours.
Outside of Patrick Beverley, the most annoying defender in all of basketball, especially when you talk about little man, is Marcus Smart. And he's physical and he's dirty and he'll lean on you. He'll take the swipe. He'll hit you in the gonads. He does everything that you expect an annoying, nagging, top flight defender to do. And I think he takes it personal knowing that he has a wounded duck and he may lean on him. And it could get chippy, because now if Smart starts to play physical with Bill and get at him early, that it can get real chippy. And I love those type of things where players get chippy and series get chippy.
It's
only two games, and I hope it goes to three, because I just want to see the smoke. I want to see somebody, I'm sick of it. And somebody just swing on somebody. I remember, who was that, Robert Parrish, just punched Bill Embiid in the face for no reason?
But I think you're giving the Celtics way too much credit here, considering how they've played down the stretch of this year. They've lost 10 of 15, and they lose one of their big stars. That's if you're Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Look at this realistically. You're going to win this game,
yeah,
and you're going to go get smoked by Brooklyn.
Don't matter. It's about pride. This is a game that, even with Jaylen Brown out,
America does not want to see Celtics in the
Nets. I know, but how often do we get the matchups that we want? Last year, we were already Lakers, Clippers. We were so happy. We just thought we were going to finally see it. We thought Kawhi was going to be the first one to win three championships with three different teams. And what happened? What happened, Chris?
This is Straight Talk, brought to you by
Disappointment.
Straight Talk Wireless.
I'm preparing you for disappointment, baby Buddha.
Stop it. Stop it. It's brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, by the way. And my point here is simply this. When you have a team that is in the position that they are, where they have been so bad toward the end of the year, and they lose a star, to me, I've seen it too many times where that would be a group that can't get out of town fast enough. And I know it's new. I know the play-in tournament's new. I would even think that the Celtics would be the kind of team that would show up and think, this is beneath us anyway. Let's go home.
Do they play for Bradley Stevens' job? Because, listen, they have a built-in excuse. Jaylen Brown's hurt. So if they show
up. Do NBA players love coaches enough to play for somebody's job anymore?
Some of them.
It depends
on
who it is.
And just think, right? This is a team with a young core. Tatum this is all he's known is Stevens, right? He's become one of the highest paid players in his position. He's probably set up for a supermax based on the fact that Stevens has nurtured him, brought him along, and they decided to build the program with him. Not Kyrie Irving, not Hayward, not Al Horford. He's the face of that franchise, a historic franchise. And I think they show up because Celtic pride. And I think, I don't just say because
it was a bad movie, and I'm not thinking that's why they're going to show up.
I'm just thinking Bradley Beal is not as healthy as we think, and I think he's right for the picking for Marcus Smart.
Okay.
I think I'm going Celtics, and I think when you think of Brooklyn, Brooklyn's hoping that's what it is.
You got the Hornets or you got the Pacers in the first game at 6:30?
I got the Hornets, baby. Listen, ball. Listen, third time's a charm. I don't know what's the other one, D'Angelo, whatever. Like, he should be their accountant. He should be the one that sets up their signing autographs and stuff like that. Lonzo disappointed us. We thought that he was going to be a star. But, man, we've been looking for LaMelo forever. And finally, Jeffrey. Jeffrey Jordan, the same guy that hired was
As
Adam
Michael
Morris.
Jeffrey
what is it?
Jordan.
What is it? I always mess his name up. Morrison or Adam Morrison. Adam Morrison, who's now a radio play-by-play for Gonzaga. That's how bad he was. He had to go hide in Gonzaga because nobody wanted to see his stinking face. That's how bad Jeffrey has been in identifying talent. Finally, Jeffrey hit on it. He's got a ball, baby. They ain't got the 3B shoes. Those are out of style. He ain't wearing those.
Yeah, they went out, I think.
We haven't heard from LeVar. And listen, this kid is special.
I think they went out 4 days after they came out. Michael Jeffrey Jordan, I agree. They will move on. And the other problem for Indiana is Malcolm Brogdon may play, but he's missed the last 10. So, yeah. Look, I'm not that interested in the opening act. I can't wait to get to the main course later on.
Well, but the Hornets play a great brand of basketball. Bridges, Hayward, Rozier. Like the ball. See, I think we haven't seen
when
them
enough.
When
did you become such an idealist?
No, I just, it's not football, so I can be optimistic.
I love the NBA, but I can't get bumped up for this.
But I love the way they play,
man. I might
go
if it was in my living room.
But you got ball pushing the pace. He's one of the best passers in the game. And they feed off his energy, his young enthusiasm, right? And like Hayward has been a godsend, right? He's been a revelation. Mm. I thought when he left Boston that he was done in the injury. But 2 years removed from the injury. So they have a lot of depth. And remember, if Ball didn't get hurt, this was a team that probably would be fighting with the Hawks to be the fifth seed.
That was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
What say the people?
We'll get to them. Your thoughts on the play-in round tonight and tomorrow for that matter. But tonight, you've got Russ and the Wizards going up against the Celtics. Do you want to see Russ and the Nets? It's 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. Ron Wolf, former GM of the Packers, on The Fan in Milwaukee today regarding the Aaron Rodgers situation.
It appears that today's quarterbacks want to be more than quarterback. My time, they're hired to play the position quarterback. These guys, they want to pick the coach, pick the players. A lot of divas playing in that league right now. And the thing that I fail to understand is all these guys that are doing this have long-term deals.
How about it?
Man, I don't want to hear this old dude. Get off my line. Listen, man, guess what? Turn the page, bro. This ain't the steel curtain where they won and they were so dominant because it was no free agency. Listen, Reggie White freed us. He gave us the understanding that we have value, that it's free markets, right? And when you don't do something and I'm your best employee.
And you're, by the way, the guy that signed Reggie White.
Exactly, right, exactly. You know what I mean? You benefited from it. I hate these old dudes coming off. He needs to go back to his tree stand with Brett Favre because both of those dudes are talking out both sides today. You know what? Listen, Aaron Rodgers and the current quarterback understands their value. They're not just a quarterback. They are the CEO of your organization. They bring not just, ticket sales. They're more responsible for the success of your team than I would say than the general manager. Because if you have a great quarterback and a bad general manager, you still have a chance to win. If you have a great general manager and a bad quarterback, you got no chance to win. So I don't care that, finally the light has turned on for some of these franchise quarterbacks. We're not talking about Sam Darnold. We ain't talking about Danny Dimes. We talking about Hall of Famers. And Hall of Famers should get the Hall of Fame treatment. We see it happening with LeBron. We saw it happen. Well, Jeffrey Jordan wasn't willing to get it done. But if Jeffrey Jordan, the light would have came on for him, then maybe he would have been able to last a little longer. Maybe they would have been able to go for that next run, right? But he didn't have the power, so he decided to retire. So players should have a big role in the decision-making when they're the ones that got to cook the meal.
When are these guys that have been out of the game for a while.
Yeah.
Just going to learn that, times actually change.
Exactly.
There is a point in time when you have to respect what a player has done.
Right.
And this is a guy that has represented this organization brilliantly, has won a Super Bowl, has done an amazing, but same amount as Favre, by the way,
right,
and has done an amazing job of keeping them in it when they haven't had anywhere near the amount of players you need around a guy like that.
Listen, I'm not gonna cry for Aaron Rodgers and say that they put a bad team around him, but this is not one of the best.
But they haven't put a great team around him, and they haven't put great playmakers besides Davante Adams around
him. This isn't one of the best
400-pound running back last year with A.J. Dillon.
Exactly. Like, man, I can't get a receiver. You're going to give me a dude that's going to fall forward for 2 to 3 yards?
Exactly.
Man, we can get them anywhere, right? But what I'm saying is, listen, this is not one of the best rosters in football. Right, when you ask what's some of the best rosters in football, what comes to your mind is Tampa. What comes to your mind is the Rams. The Cleveland Browns come to your mind. The Buffalo Bills come to mind. The Kansas City Chiefs come to mind. The San Francisco 49ers come to mind. If you have arguably the best quarterback, not named Patrick Mahomes, then you should be packing talent around him. And they failed him. Right, so finally, you know, you decide to hit him with the death blow by going out and signing his replacement. That's fine. That's what you want. Get it. Where was Ryan Wolf at when Brett Favre was threatening to retire every year? So who's the biggest diva? This hasn't just started. This been started.
Yeah,
but finally,
been divas in every game forever.
So what is he talking about? Right.
Stop it.
Like, so stop it. Miss me with that, Ryan Wolf. Go back to Brett Favre and get some of that venison beef jerky or whatever he out there in Mississippi in the woods doing, and let the young school understand. That's why I'm sure you didn't, but did you see the verses with, like, it was like Earth, Wind, and Fire, and it was Ron Isley, right? And you got the typical old man Winter and Steve Harvey saying, man, I don't like these young dudes, and they do this like that and do this like that. And Ron Isley, listen, man, times change. And the reason that I've been able to put, you know, been relevant for 6 decades is the fact that I'm able to do something with R. Kelly. Well, I know we can't really say R. Kelly. I'm able to do something with Jay-Z. I'm able to evolve. And everything evolves, man. And if you don't evolve with it, then you get left behind. I can't sit up here and complain about the game because it's slightly different from the game in which I played in, because those guys before me were saying the same thing about me.
But you can complain because of the fact that you were able to be cut virtually at will at any point.
Exactly.
And you're saying, what Ron Wolf is saying is shut up and play.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Exactly. And shut up and dribble.
Stop it. Just
stop it. No. Guess what, man? I'm the one out here that's going to have CTE. I'm the one out here that got the surgery. You sitting up there in your little booth and sitting at the top like an army general. You ain't on the front line. So, hell yeah, I want to know who the hell I'm playing with, because at the end of the day, I'm the one putting myself in harm's way.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Power rankings are out. Bart, I can't get over the fact, and I know that I shouldn't be this upset about it. The Chiefs in ESPN's NFL power rankings are ranked ahead of the Tampa Bay Bucks. The same Tampa Bay Bucks that throttled them in the Super Bowl, the same Tampa Bay Bucks that brought back all 22 starters from that team for this coming year. I understand that the Chiefs have done a ton for the offensive line, but this is, Bart, it's borderline absurd that a team, it wasn't close, it was 31-9 in that game.
Okay, 31-9. But if you take that first game, when both teams were healthy, how did it look then?
I understand.
I mean, did the Chiefs put up like 29 points in one quarter? What, 24, something crazy like that? And the only thing that broke down was the fact that their two all-pro tackles were gone. Well, guess what? They got a younger version of Eric Fisher. They got Orlando Brown Jr., and they solidified the interior. And the offensive lineman that was out helping with COVID that took a year off, he's back. They went on and got Kyle Lowe. So if all things been equal, if you can now block up that great defensive pass rush from Tampa, then what say you? Because we know that those corners get barbecue chicken when Mahomes have time.
Yeah, but hang on a second. This was the same team in the Chiefs that was the 3-point favorite in the game. And I understand about the tackles, but we have to give some respect to what the Buccaneers have done. This is a guy, every time you think this guy is done, he goes out and wins another Super Bowl, and they continue to put great talent around him.
Listen,
why would I think that somehow they've gotten worse, or that somehow the Chiefs have passed them?
First of all, the Chiefs are going to have a bullseye directly on Tampa, and Tampa's going to have a bull's eye on themselves. They're going to understand. See, Brady understands what's going to go about to go down. They're going to get every team's best effort, right? And they're going to be getting chipped away with, and they still may be getting wins, but there's going to be a lot harder to get those wins. And now you have the Chiefs who feel that the agony of defeat, right? And the Chiefs are going to be ready and primed and upset. And guess what? They got better, man. They got better. If those two tackles of Schwartz and Fisher would have came back, they still would have gave Tampa problems. But they got better at the position, not only on the outside, on the inside. So we know if you give Patrick Mahomes time, he was slicing these dudes up. He had no protection. He was spinning, pirouette, throwing the ball up, hook shot, left shot, underhand, and he still was able to give them problems. I think that the Chiefs, all things being equal, should be number one.
You're out of your mind.
I am. You know that. That's what you love about me.
It's Barton Hahn coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. There are many, many things that I love about you, including the fact that a major favorite is going down in the first round of the NBA playoffs.
Huh?
And we are going to tell you who
in
just moments, right after you tell us about the Home Depot.
I'm shocked. I can't even read. Your cliffhangers just keep me with my mouth open.
That's the point.
Dun. Ready, set, summer. Get ready for summer and get your kitchen set with savings on appliances at the Home Depot Memorial Day Savings Event. In store and online right now, you'll save a bundle on top appliances like Samsung stainless steel French door refrigerator. So kick your summer off strong with a kitchen upgrade during the Memorial Day Savings Event at Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. Free delivery on purchases of $396. How did they come up with that? It's so random. Valid through June 9th. Go get your free appliances and get you some charcoal. Don't be doing that propane stuff.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Here's Wizards star Bradley Beal on dealing with his hamstring injury right now.
I don't know what percentage. Obviously not 100.
Nobody in their right mind think like Boston is even close to being a contender.
They've shown absolutely no reason to believe in them.
You're wrong, Chuck. Chuck, you're wrong. You never count the heart of a champion. Now, you heard Rudy T. You never count out the heart of a champion. And what's the dude they got, Fournier?
Yep. Evan Fournier.
Yeah, but, you know, coming back.
Showed up, got COVID, 9 games out.
Yeah, but he finally, you know, last couple games he had 30. Listen, I'm just telling you, man. I'm telling you.
You are
play
delusional.
Knows these things, man. Play knows these things.
All right, but you're delusional. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's home insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Why would I possibly believe in that right now?
See, but here's
you still haven't convinced me.
But this is what I love, right, about sports, right, in these kind of
– Oh, here we go. Anything can happen.
No, not that, because I'm talking about these one-game, like, kind of play-in scenarios, right?
Yeah.
Because what happens is it comes to game planning, right? Now, honestly, it comes down to game planning. So this is going to separate – like, these playing games are going to separate the good coaches from the average coaches, because you can put together a game plan that they have to adjust. Remember, we always see guys tinker with the lineups. Remember last year, the Clippers could not figure out what the hell to do in a pick and roll. We saw it early with the Dallas Mavericks and how they continue to give them trouble. But then when they played Denver, it was detrimental to them because they stay healthy. you can throw something in a one-a-game type of scenario, and somebody get hot and they can't figure it out, and kind of throw the whole, throw a wrench in the whole system. So this is what I'm looking forward to. If Brad Stevens is who we believed him to be, he should be able to come up with a good enough game plan to give the Boston Celtics a legitimate chance to upset somebody.
I get that. I understand what you're saying. I just don't buy it. Don't buy it at all. And we've got some other news in relation to the other play-in game tonight, and this is a major,
We'll have a can't wait. We'll have a up. Oh.
What do you want? What?
I thought we had a can't wait, like breaking news.
Yeah, I'm getting
it. I'll do it for you. You want me to do it for you?
I'm filling in, okay? There we go. There we go.
What can't you wait for, Christopher?
What I can't wait for is the breaking news that Caris LeVert is out tonight, health and safety protocols. And so,
Was he getting wings in Indiana?
I don't think. In Atlanta? I don't think so. I don't think he was going down and getting the lemon pepper wings. I don't know. I wasn't with him. He is out because of health and safety protocols, and that's a killer for them because they, like I said earlier, it wasn't clear whether or not Malcolm Brogdon was going to be able to go as a play in the last 10 games. Jump on Charlotte.
Oh, really? So Bartholomew was correct.
Yes, I said you were correct. You're just wrong about the Celtics. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the NBA play-in tournament. We'll get to your calls in just a moment, but I do have some other news today, too, in relation to the playoffs and when games are going to be opening this weekend. You ready?
Yeah.
On Saturday, we will have Brooklyn against whoever the 7 seed is. So hopefully that's
Brooklyn against the Celtics.
Hopefully that's Russ and the Wizards. You're going to be the only guy who wants to see Brooklyn and the Celtics.
I want Brooklyn to ease through. You know what I mean? I want them to coast through. I want Harden to get healthy. You know what I mean? I want them to get some time playing with each other with no legitimate threat. And you know what I'm saying? So I can see what we want to see, because the last thing you want is for Russ to mess around and mess up the party. And I always hate when you have the upset, because the next game is like a butt kicking. You know what I mean?
Then you got the Lakers, Clippers, Dallas is also on Saturday.
The rematch.
Yep. Denver, Portland also on Saturday. And Milwaukee and Miami Saturday. Sunday, it'll be the Sixers and the 8 seed. Then it'll be Knicks, Atlanta for game one.
Is that game at 12:30?
No, they haven't set the times yet because they're still waiting on the opponents. Then you got Phoenix against the 7 and the Jazz against the 8 seed. So that's Sunday's 4 games for when this gets settled out.
Who's the 8 seed? Because
we don't know yet.
There's no way that the Lakers can play Utah, right?
The Lakers can play Utah.
If
they lose and then win, yeah. If the Lakers lose the 7-8 game tomorrow night and then beat the winner of the 9-10 game, they can play Utah.
I mean, because that's the matchup I want to see. I want to see LeBron tested early. I want to see him tested early. You know what I mean? Because I think if they're vulnerable, it's going to be early. Because they start getting their sea legs under them, it's going to be tough.
All right. Heavy favorite in the first round of the playoffs. Heaviest favorite, second heaviest favorite, is the Milwaukee Bucks, -300. On the money line. In other words, you have to bet $300 to win $100.
Mm-hmm.
The Miami Heat are +240. Bart, that is what we call value. You bet $100, you win $240. Bart, the Miami Heat are going to win this series.
You think?
I absolutely do. And I know that we have talked about the notion that the Bucks are a little bit different. Okay, mm-hmm. That Drew Holiday adds a different dimension, and maybe they are a different team. When it comes to Giannis, the best player on the court still doesn't have a great go-to move when it counts the most.
Yeah.
I think the Heat are going to do a phenomenal job of getting in Giannis's head, and I expect them to take him out of that game or out of that series in terms of being his normal dominant self and get in his head quite a bit.
I mean, that's the usually the maturation process of great players, right? They have holes in their game, somebody takes something away, and if he's as great as we think he is, two-time back-to-back MVP, he's going to be able to solve this puzzle, right? Because we talked to Wendy yesterday, and Wendy said what? This team has defensive flexibility, right? Because now not only did they go out and get Drew Holiday, who can really guard on the pick and rolls, but also they got P.J. Tucker, who can do the same thing. So if he gets caught off and gets switched off on a guard or small forward, you know that he's great and he's very physical and be able to kind of give you some type of flexibility where they can do that. So listen.
But to me, this is about the star. This is about the best player on the court.
But so who's the real star for Miami?
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, Jimmy Buckets. But Jimmy Buckets is not a guy that's an offensive, like, producer. He's a two-way player. He's a tough dude.
Admit it what he is. He's a tough dude.
He's a goon.
And he will get the best out of everybody around him.
Yes, he will.
And that's what I'm looking at when I look at the playoffs. Until Giannis proves that he can get it done in the postseason. Like that, I get it. It was different. It was the bubble and all that stuff. I just hated the way that he looked in that series.
But I would argue on the flip side that Jrue Holiday is just like Jimmy Buckets. Right, he's a two-way player that can get down and dirty. Let's say to people then. Let's say to people.
Listen.
Get out of here.
888-729-3776.
Call, please.
888-SAY-ESPN. Let's go. Here's Mel in Jersey up first. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. What's up, Mel?
Yo, good afternoon, guys. First off, let me give a shout-out to my boy Bart because – after 100 times hearing you read this HelloFresh commercial, I got it and I love it, Bart. Thanks a lot.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Say that again so HelloFresh can hear that. I need some cheese on my taco.
Hey, man, you got to hook up your boy Bart for, the promo code because not only have I got it, I also told everybody I know to get it because it's good stuff. And I told them to use the promo code BART12.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? I got you, big dog.
Yeah. We're going to make it BART14. We're going to get you two extra meals, baby.
I heard. So let me talk about this Heat, man. Like, I love the Heat culture, man. You know, it's not just the players. It's the players that they bring to it. You know, everybody got a certain intensity. That was the last team I wanted the Nets to face. But I think this Heat-Milwaukee matchup going to be the best matchup in the first round because Milwaukee, they got a lot of great role players. Brooke Lopez, Jrue Holiday, Chris Middleton, and the list go on and on. So, you know, I think this is going to be the most entertaining first round.
And it's amazing that, to me, Milwaukee is such a heavy favorite in that series because I would have thought they would have put some more respect on the Heat.
Well, the Heat struggled. Jimmy Butler, struggled with COVID early on as well. He talked about how his win wasn't up. And, you know, this team, we didn't expect them after what they did in the bubble to be the sixth seed, right? The sixth seed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody expected them to be the sixth seed. We expected them to be, maybe third or fourth where the Knicks are sitting. We didn't expect them to be worse than the Knicks.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Up next, last night we saw the very best and the very worst in Major League Baseball. That, right after Bart tells you about our friends from Credit Karma.
Ooh, we got some new one. Who doesn't want instant gratification? If you're looking for satisfaction, there's no need to wait. With Credit Karma Money, you could win cash reimbursements for debit card purchases. Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win daily instant karma purchase reimbursement on items up to $5,000. Just go to creditkarma.com/winsmoney. That's money. Win money to sign up for free and start winning instant karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply. Credit Karma. Go get you some.
Bart and Han.
Scary, scary moment last night. That from ESPN TV. Kevin Pillar of the Mets drilled late in the game against the Braves right in the nose, 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and blood was pouring out of his nose. They couldn't really stop it for a minute or two. And as it turns out, he apparently fractured several nasal bones. It was a nasty, nasty moment.
You only got about seven. Listen, that's the reason why I didn't play baseball. Listen, I'll break bones, shoulders, Achilles. I hate to see that happen, man. And it reminds me of like when Giancarlo got hit.
Yep.
And like, it's such a, you can feel that nobody wants to hit. But, when you get hit a player, but, you pitching inside, it happens, lose control.
Yeah, and everybody was shaking. Webb, the pitcher, was shaking.
Yeah.
It was a scary, scary moment, to be sure. I only saw something like that happen once in high school. It was scary enough. I can't imagine 94 coming right at him.
My boy ate a baseball, And I saw I was about to sign up for the team.
Ooh.
I was like, no, I'm good, man.
You're good. Yeah. Move on.
He had dolphin teeth, man. All his teeth is like he had bit the baseball, and he had a wire through. I'm like, no, I'm good, man. I'm not messing with my grill.
Meanwhile, the man who is getting it done and continues to get it done on another day for doing, Shohei Ohtani.
We're not worthy.
Bart, last night he hit a home run on a pitch that was said to be 4 feet, 3 inches off the ground. This pitch looked like it was a little bit higher than his shoulders the way he hit it out of the ballpark.
Got it.
Absolutely ridiculous what he is capable of
13th
doing.
13th on the year. And listen, this is why the Yankees wanted him so bad. I hadn't seen Cashman gush over a player in a long time and to be denied, right? And he was sold to us as Babe Ruth. And I mean, listen, that is high praise for any player. Then he comes over, he has to get Tommy John, and then now he's finally back, he's healthy. And arguably, you can say, well, not arguably, right now he is the front runner for the MVP.
And maybe the Cy Young. He's got a 2.10 ERA in addition to everything he's doing at the plate. I mean,
he is comfortable. He's comfortable, man. Look at that. He is comfortable.
He is comfortable. And he is the dominant player that you would have expected him to be, at least through this early portion of the season.
Don't get in the home run derby. Do not get in the home run. Because we've seen what that does to hitters, and he's a pitcher too. We do not – don't listen. I know Trout doesn't want to be the face of baseball, and arguably he's been the greatest player, the baseball player over the last 5 years, out of the last five seasons. But I don't want to see Shohei go and try and entertain and try and give the people what they want so he can be some big marketing ploy. Don't be in the home run derby and wear yourself out.
Well, getting it done brought to you by Home Depot. With everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier, welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Jared in Texas next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Hey, Jared, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Y'all were talking about the Bucks and the Heat, so I just wanted to give my opinion. I think the Bucks are gonna have to win this one because they added a whole lot of guys that have a lot of non-bubble playoff experience, like Tucker, Holiday. They got Middleton, who's consistent, and he's gonna help Giannis. I think Giannis is at the point where he's gonna start really zoning in and trying to win these series and get to where he wants to go. And the Heat have to rely on all their dudes that, like, I'm not saying Robinson and Hero or they can make shots. I don't know if they can do it consistently. And they lost dudes like Jay Crowder, who gave them that 3-and-D help. And I think they just have a lot of things that have to go right for the Heat.
Can Giannis handle the physical play? Right?
Yeah.
Can he handle them picking him up full court, not allowing him to get that head of steam? Can he handle the wall? Will he be willing and able, but also capable to hit the 18-foot jumper or to hit the three-pointer when they totally disrespecting him when his guy is sloughing off and sitting underneath the foul line? Will he have the gall to pull the trigger?
You want to convince me? P.J. Tucker's the way to convince me. P.J. Tucker is the guy they brought in that
I think.
Would be the guy that holds the ultimate edge there. Up next, play-in tournament begins tonight. So who wins and who's going home? We ask our expert in moments, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Who's that?
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.